This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدًا عبد الله ورسوله الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته واحدة منها زوجها وبث منه كثيرا واتقوا الله الذي إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما إن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله وأحسن الهدى هدى محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. We see whoever Allah guides, there is no one that can misguide him. And whoever Allah misguides, there is none that can guide him. And I bear witness that there is no God that deserves to be worshipped except Allah alone and with no partner. And I bear witness that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the slave of Allah and his messenger. Sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi. May Allah azza wa jal mention and grant him peace. O you who believe, have taqwa of Allah as he deserves for you to have taqwa of him. And do not die except as Muslims. O mankind, have taqwa of your Lord, who created you from a single soul, and created mates. Both came many men and women. Have Allah with regard to your relatives. He's always watching over you. All you who believe, have taqwa of Allah and word that is true. He will correct your deed, give your sins, and whoever obeys and his messenger, the speech is the book of Allah, and the best guidance is the guidance of Muhammad. He was said, practices, things that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and his companions did, and all practices in this religion are innovations, and all innovation is misguidance, and all misguidance is in the fire. After speaking about the importance of the masjid and the place of the masjid in Islam in our last khutbah, in this khutbah I want to talk about the Jumu'ah specifically. And I want to talk about the etiquette of the Jumu'ah and the actions of the Jumu'ah. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, خَيْرُ يَوْمٍ طَلَعَتْ عَلَيْهِ الشَّمْسُ يَوْمُ الْجُمُعَةِ فِيهِ خُلِقَ آدَمْ وَفِيهِ أُدْخِلَ الْجَنَّةِ وَفِيهِ مِنْهَا رَوَاهُ مُسْلِمْ. The best day that the sun has ever risen up over is the day of Jumu'ah. It was the day in which Adam was created, and it was the day in which Adam entered the Jannah, and it was the day that he was taken out from. Allahu alayhi
Jumu'ah to Jumu'ah is an expiation for what is between them. It wipes out the sins of what is between them. as long as the major sins are not committed. And that means for the major sins, this requires a person to make tawbah and to repent and to turn back to Allah. But a person who just goes to the Jumu'ah, from the Jumu'ah to the Jumu'ah, and from the Fajr to the Fajr, and the Fajr to Dhuhr, and Dhuhr to Asr, and Asr to Maghrib, and Maghrib to Isha, and Isha to Fajr, the sins the person is doing are being wiped out, the small sins in between these times. And the hadith of Abi Hurairah radiallahu anhu, إذا كان يوم الجمعة كان على كل باب من أبواب المسجد ملائكة ملائكة يكتبون الأول فالأول فإذا جلس الإمام طووا الصحف وجاءوا يستمعون الذكر. The Prophet ﷺ, he said, when the day of Jumu'ah comes, at every door to the masjid there are angels, and the angels write down the order the people come to the Jumu'ah prayer one by one. The first one, and then the next one. So when the Imam sits down on the minbar, the Imam gives the salam and sits down on the minbar, the angels roll up their scrolls and they don't write any more names after that. They roll up their scrolls and they listen to the remembrance of Allah. Then the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he mentioned, وَمَثَلُ الْمُهَجِّرِ كَمَثَلِ الَّذِي يُهْدِي الْبَدَنَةِ ثُمَّ كَالَّذِي يُهْدِي بَقَرَةِ ثُمَّ كَالَّذِي يُهْدِي الْكَبْشَةِ ثُمَّ كَالَّذِي يُهْدِي الدَّجَاجَةِ ثُمَّ كَالَّذِي يُهْدِي الْبَيْضَةِ رواه البخاري. The Prophet ﷺ said, the example of the one who comes at the earliest time is like the one who sacrificed the camel. And then like the one who sacrificed the cow, the one who comes a little bit later. And the one who comes a little bit later, like the one who sacrificed a ram or a sheep. And then the one who comes later, like the one who sacrificed the chicken. Then the one who comes later, like the one who gave an egg. These are all the people who come before the Imam sits on the minbar, not the people who come after the Imam sits on the minbar. For those, they have the Jumu'ah is written for them if they reach before the Raka'ah. But they don't have the reward of the Jumu'ah for the people who come before the Imam. And this is the first of the etiquettes that I want to highlight especially for you. And that is coming to the Jumu'ah before the khutbah starts. Now, I know sometimes things happen and the weather is bad, and everybody knows. I don't mean those people who accidentally one time comes late. But the people who every single Jumu'ah, they say, what time do you pray the salah? Maybe they stand outside until they hear the Imam say, Allahu Akbar, then they come. This is not coming to the Jumu'ah. The angels are not writing your names in the scrolls when you come to the Jumu'ah like this. So the intention should be to come before the Imam sits down on the minbar, not to come late or to come just before the Salah. And from the virtues of the day of Jumu'ah is what is mentioned in the hadith of Abdullah ibn Amr ibn al-As radiallahu anhuma. But the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, مَا مِن مُسْلِمٍ يَمُوتُ يَوْمَ الْجُمُعَةِ أَوْ لَيْلَةَ الْجُمُعَةِ إِلَّا وَقَاهُ اللَّهُ فِتْنَةَ الْقَبْرِ. There is no Muslim who dies on the day of Jumu'ah or the night before Jumu'ah except that Allah will save them from the trial or from the test of the grave. And from the virtues of the day of Jumu'ah is that which is mentioned in the hadith of Abi Hurairah in Sahih al-Bukhari, that he said, radiallahu anhu, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned the day of Jumu'ah, and he said, فِيهَا سَاعَةٌ لَا يُوَافِقُهَا عَبْدٌ مُسْلِمٌ وَهُوَ قَائِمٌ يُصَلِّ يَسْأَلُ اللَّهَ شَيْئًا إِلَّا عَطَاهُ اللَّهُ وَأَشَارَ بِيَدِهِ يُقَلِّلُهَا. He said there is a time in Jumu'ah, and the word sa'a doesn't mean hour here. It doesn't mean 60 minutes. There is a time in the Jumu'ah on the day of Jumu'ah, there is no Muslim person who is standing up making dua except that Allah will give them whatever they ask for. And then the Prophet ﷺ, he put up his hand and he showed it is a very small amount of time. Yuqalliluha. He showed it's a very small time. It's not a big time. It's an extremely small amount of time. And the scholars, they differ about when it is. But the stronger opinion is that it is at the end of the Asr time, between Asr and Maghrib, towards the time of Maghrib, and just before the Maghrib time. If you are standing making dua at this time, whatever you ask Allah for, Allah will give it to you. And Al-Bayhaqi narrated in a sunan from the hadith of Anas radiallahu anhu, that he said that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, أَكْثِرُ الصَّلَاةَ عَلَيَّ يَوْمَ الْجُمْعَةَ وَلَيْلَةَ الْجُمْعَةَ فَمَنْ صَلَّ عَلَيَّ صَلَاةً صَلَّ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ بِهَا عَشْرًا أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم. Make a lot of salah and salam upon the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم on the day of Jumu'ah and the night before Jumu'ah. For whoever sends salah one time upon the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah will send it 10 times upon him. So this is that you should mention the salah and the salam upon the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on the day of Jumu'ah. And from the best types of salah and salam that you can give to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the Salat Ibrahimiyya, like you do in your prayer. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad until the end. This is from the best kind of salah and salam that you can give upon the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and you should make time for it on the day of Jumu'ah. And there is no specific number for this. There is not a number like you have to do it 100 or 200 or something. There is no specific number, but just akthiru, do it a lot. From the etiquettes of Jumu'ah is that which is narrated from Imam Ahmed, and he narrated it from the hadith of Abi Sa'id al-Khudri and Abi Hurairah radiallahu anhuma, that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, من اغتسل يوم الجمعة واستاك ومس من طيب إن كان عنده ولبس من أحسن ثيابه ثم خرج حتى يأتي المسجد فلم يتخط رقاب الناس حتى ركع ما شاء أن يركع ثم أنصت إذا خرج الإمام فلم يتكلم حتى يفرغ من صلاته كانت كفارة لما بينها وبين الجمعة التي قبلها. There are a number of etiquettes in this hadith about Jumu'ah. The Prophet ﷺ said, whoever makes ghusl on the day of Jumu'ah, and so making ghusl on the day of Jumu'ah is a strong recommendation or an obligation. And uses the miswak, brushes their teeth, and puts on perfume if they have perfume, and wears their best clothes. Then they come out to the masjid and they don't step over the necks of the people. And this is one thing that we have to be careful of. Yes, in these times of COVID, it's a little easier because we have space between us. But you must not come into the masjid and climb over the shoulders and the necks of people, where you're pushing somebody aside and you step in with your leg over the top of them. Rather, if you came late, you sit in the back. And you try to reach the front if there is a space for you. As for in this time, there is a space between the Saf. But this is one of the etiquettes of Jumu'ah. From the etiquettes of Jumu'ah is that you pray as much as you can from Nawafil before the Imam stands on the minbar. Because the Prophet ﷺ said, حَتَّى وَكَعَ مَا شَاءَ أَنْ يَرْكَعَ. The person keeps on praying two raka'at, again, until the Imam comes on the minbar. And when the Imam comes on the minbar, the person doesn't say anything until the end of their salah. And this is a big problem we have. We have a big problem of people talking during the khutbah. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, إِذَا قُلْتَ لِصَاحِبِكَ أَنْصِتْ يَوْمَ الْجُمْعَةِ وَالْإِمَامُ يَخْطُبْ فَقَدْ لَغَلْتِ. If you say to your brother, shh, on the day of Jumu'ah, when the Imam is giving the khutbah, you have committed a lagh, and you have committed a sin. And the Prophet ﷺ said in an authentic hadith, وَمَنْ لَغَى فَلَا جُمُعَةَ لَهُ. Whoever does this will have no Jumu'ah. There is no reward for the Jumu'ah for them. For saying to your brother, shh, shh, be quiet. You're saying to him, be quiet, and your Jumu'ah reward is gone. So how about the one who says, Assalamu alaikum, how are you? Well, I am very well, thank you, and then sits down. They have no Jumu'ah. Yes, they came, they prayed, their prayer is written for them, they don't have to repeat the prayer. But they don't receive the reward of the Jumu'ah. So this is very important. And the Prophet ﷺ said, مَنْ مَسَّ الْحَمَى فَقَدْ لَغَى. Whoever plays with the small pebbles on the in the floor. Today we have the carpet. The Prophet ﷺ, his masjid, the carpet was small pebbles. He said, whoever touches the pebbles has committed a lagh. وَمَنْ لَغَى فَلَا جُمُعَةَ لَهُ. And they have no Jumu'ah. So the one who is drawing pictures on the carpet, they have no Jumu'ah. The one who is playing with their phone, they have no Jumu'ah. Even wallahi, and I personally would say, even the water bottle. Even though if you are desperate to drink to the point where you are, but I don't think anybody in this climate, in this country, in this weather is desperate to drink. Wallah, I feel you open the water bottle and you scrunch it and you make a noise, but the person has no Jumu'ah. That's why we stop the people giving out the water bottles for the people when they come to Jumu'ah. Because it allows people, even if they drink, even if some of the ulama allow the people to drink, even you drink, then they squash the bottle, they make the noise. If the Prophet ﷺ did not allow the people to touch the stones on the floor, how about the one who is playing with their phone? Some of the brothers in the back before were watching videos on their phone during the khutbah. So it's very important we keep these etiquettes in mind if you want the reward of the Jumu'ah. And in another hadith, the Prophet ﷺ explained how huge this reward is. He said, مَنْ غَسَّلَ يَوْمَ الْجُمُعَةِ وَاغْتَسَلْ وَذَكَّرَ وَابْتَكَرْ وَمَشَى وَلَمْ يَرْكَبْ وَدَنَى مِنَ الْإِمَامِ فَاسْتَمَعْ وَلَمْ يَلْغُبْ كَانَ لَهُ بِكُلِّ خُطْوَةٍ عَمَلُ سَنَةٍ أَجْرُ صِيَامِهَا وَقِيَامِهَا. He said, whoever makes ghusl on the day of Jumu'ah and causes his wife to make ghusl or makes ghusl properly and walks to the masjid and doesn't lie and comes close to the imam and listens to him and doesn't commit the lagh by playing with the floor or by talking to his people or by saying shh like that. For every step that he takes, he will have the action of a year's fasting and a year's prayer. A year worth of prayer and a year worth of fasting for every step. A year worth of prayer and a year worth of fasting. But you have to follow the etiquettes of the Jumu'ah. أَقُولُ مَا تَسْمَعُونَ وَأَسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهَ الْعَظِيمَ لِي وَلَكُمْ وَلِسَائِرِ الْمُسْلِمِينَ مِنْ كُلِّ ذَنْبٍ فَاسْتَغْفِرُوهُ يَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على المبعوث رحمة للعالمين نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. We're speaking about the virtues of the Jumu'ah and the rewards of the Jumu'ah and some of the dangers where people might lose the reward of the Jum'ah without realizing. And we came to the hadith about the ghusl and about coming early and about walking. About walking. Now walking, for those who are within easy reach of the masjid, they can walk. For those who are very, very far from the masjid and they came from many miles away, perhaps they can park their car a little bit away from the masjid and walk instead of, we mentioned before, not parking outside. And come close to the imam. Still we are seeing the brothers, wallah, fit, healthy brothers, and still, wallah, we are seeing them in the backs of. And we are seeing elderly people who have back pain, who have problems, and mashallah, first stop, second stop, third stop. I can look in front of me, I can see four or five people who I know they are, it's hard for them to sit for a long time. Some of them, they have problems in their tummy, some of them, they can't sit for a while, and they sit in the first stop. And I can look in the back stop, and I can see 10, 15 healthy young brothers who stand work all day. The Prophet said, the best row for the men is the first row and the worst row is the back row. Yes, if you came late and you only found a space there. But when I came into the masjid and the masjid was empty, there were still 10 people sitting on the back row. And all of them, or most of them, were healthy young people who are capable of sitting in the first row. Don't lose the reward of your Jum'ah. Sit where you find, if you come into the masjid, there is a space, come and sit down. Yes, it hurts your back to sit for a while, but inshallah, you'll get the ajr of that. As for the people who are sitting on chairs because they have very bad pain, they are exception to the rule. They genuinely have a reason to sit wherever the chair is put for them. And that is not their fault. But we have to be careful about this. From the etiquettes of the day of Jumu'ah, is that which is mentioned in the hadith of Abi Sa'id al-Khudri, radiyallahu anhu, that the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Man qara'a surat al-kahf, yawm al-jumu'ah, adha'a lahu min al-nur ma bayn al-jumu'atayn." Whoever reads Surah Al-Kahf on the day of Jumu'ah, a light will be given to him which is between the two Jumu'ah. And from Jumu'ah to Jumu'ah there will be a light for him. This hadith is a hadith in which some of the scholars, they did not authenticate it. And some of them said the more authentic hadith is that you read it once a week. But in any case, if you read it once a week and you read it on Jumu'ah, then inshallah this is what the majority of the Muslims, this is the habit that we have, to read Surah Al-Kahf on the day of Jumu'ah. And there is one more point that I want to mention before we conclude. And this is a really serious point. And that is the point of missing the Jumu'ah. In the hadith of Abdullah ibn Umar and Abi Hurairah radiallahu anhuma, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said on the minbar, لَيَنْتَهِيَنَّ أَقْوَامٌ عَنْ وَدْعِهِمُ الْجُوعَةِ أَوْ لَيَخْتِمَنَّ اللَّهُ عَلَى قُلُوبِهِمْ ثُمَّ لَيَكُونُنَّ مِنَ الْغَافِلِينَ. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the people must stop leaving off the Jumu'ah, or Allah will seal their hearts and they will be from the people who are heedless. All of us know people. Alhamdulillah, everyone here came for the Jumu'ah. All of us know people who are not coming to the Jumu'ah. All of us know our friends, neighbors, colleagues at work, people who are not coming to the Jumu'ah. And they're making different reasons and excuses. Some of them are saying that I'm not coming to the Jumu'ah prayer because of this or this, I've got work or I'm busy. But we need to encourage the people to come. And it's narrated in an authentic hadith that if you miss three Jumu'ah, if you deliberately, without an excuse, miss three Jumu'ah, Allah will seal your heart. So we need to take it seriously. It is difficult in these times of COVID-19, it's difficult. Because the masjid capacity is already full. I can see from now that there is no more room in the masjid now. So it's clear that the space is limited. But we have to get people to encourage them to at least try to come to the Jumu'ah prayer. And once they start to come to the Jumu'ah prayer, we encourage them to try to come to the daily prayers and so on. And like this, a person, Allah will put so much barakah in their life. And that's what I wanted you to take from this khutbah. Look at how much barakah Allah put into the day of Jumu'ah and the Jumu'ah prayer. How many rewards? Every step. 1 year of fasting, 1 year of prayer. Forgiveness for whatever happened last week. Forgiveness for what happened until the Jumu'ah that came before. The angels write down your names. Allah sends salah upon you. So many rewards, so much barakah that Allah has given you. But you just have to take it. So we have to encourage everyone, and my aim here in this khutbah is not to have a go at anybody. I'm not trying to have a go at them. But I'm trying to encourage you to take the most out of this Jumu'ah day. ثم صلوا وسلموا رعاكم الله على محمد بن عبد الله كما أمركم بذلك ربكم فقال قولا كريما إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار اللهم آت نفوسنا تقواها وزكها أنت خير من زكاها أنت وليها ومولاها اللهم أصلح لنا ديننا الذي هو عصمة أمرنا وأصلح لنا دنيانا التي فيها معاشنا وأصلح لنا آخرتنا التي إليها معادنا واجعل الحياة زيادة لنا في كل خير والموت راحة لنا من كل شر اللهم انصر إخواننا المستضعفين في كل مكان اللهم كن لهم ناصرا ومعينا وموحدا وظهيرا برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين عباد الله إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون فاذكروا الله يذكركم واشكروه على نعمه وآلائه يزدكم ولذكر الله أكبر والله يعلم ما تصنعون وأقم الصلاة